Fantasy 120 on 107.5 The Game podcasting. Tim Daly here with you. Chase Daniels, of course. Fantasy 120 airs each NFL Sunday morning from 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game. Also, keep in mind, too, as we record this, could still have injuries and such, so do plan accordingly as you enjoy this podcast. NFC North is where we find ourselves, Chase. Chicago Bears, they win six games last year as we get ready for this year. I mean, looking at this offense, we can start with the offensive line. They pretty much let Slauson go. Matt Slauson, a pretty good offensive line player off of this team. I don't have the most confidence in this offensive line.
Yeah, I don't either. I actually think this is one that's probably declining, and we've seen what Jay Cutler has done behind declining offensive lines in the past. A lot of potential turnovers for him. And I'll be honest with you, Tim, I'm not a big fan of this offense, really. When you look at your running backs, you have Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey. You really don't know right now. It looks like a 50-50 split going on. Zach Miller is going to be the tight end. Alshon Jeffrey hasn't even shown up to a workout yet. Kevin White's really the bright star that I see here for offensively that I like.
Yeah, he's definitely, I think, going to help get this offense better moving, I guess that's a good way to put it, than last year. But if this offensive line is not really able to hold up, Cutler is just going to get, you know, smashed, and you know, the running backs will struggle. So it could be sort of some long games there for the Bears. I think it will have its moments, but definitely I don't consider this is an elite offensive line as the Bears. Now on the defensive side, they did improve. They bring over Danny Trevathan from the Broncos, Darrell Freeman from the Colts. I think that will definitely help this defensive line here. You know, they drafted Leonard Floyd from Georgia. That's going to help this defense too. I would imagine, you know, he gets involved as well. Akeem Hicks from the Patriots too added to this defense. I should have some pass rush on this defense too. So I have Tracy Porter, Kyle Fuller too. When we look at the numbers from last year, 10th most of running backs, they gave up 7 reception TDs. Only the Dolphins and Saints had more than this Bears team last year to running backs as far as you know, reception TDs go. And then 10th most to QBs, they have 31 TDs, 8 picks. Ravens had 6. So, I mean, this was not a very good turnover collecting defense. I think the defense improves this year.
I think it could improve this year, especially with those linebackers, mm-hmm. Danny Trevathan, yeah, and Gerald Freeman. I think those are great adds with Parnell McPhee. It's the secondary. I've seen Tracy Porter at times just run around with his hands in the air, just not going after anything. Kyle Fuller looked great, and then there were times where he just seemed to disappear on field.
Like he took the day off. Field.
Yeah, exactly. So the defensive backs, they have to come in and play every down, but I do think that they could improve on what they did last season, especially with these linebackers. I think they could wreak some havoc there with opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, I definitely think improve is not – I mean, I'm not saying they're winning a Super Bowl, but I think the defense should be better than it was last year in spots there for this defense. As far as the scheduling goes, at Texans, home for the Eagles, at Cowboys – Lions, at Colts, then they come home for the Jags as well, so they'll start things off at the Texans. So really, we're going to see, I think, week one, what this offensive line is made of against the Texans, and it may not be a good day there for Cutler. Moving on to the Packers, 10-win team last year, suffered some injuries. Jordy Nelson, really, his injury did not help things here for Aaron Rodgers. Love the offensive line. We're definitely much better offensive line than the Bears. Packers got off good offensive line here.
I think they're better. You know, they were all 5 starters are returning. There's some cohesion there. Aaron Rodgers was sacked 46 times last year. I do think that gets better, especially when Jordy Nelson is on the field.
Yeah, definitely. Jared Cook, I think, is going to help that too.
Jared Cook should help that. The offensive line, with that being said, I do think they improve, and I think offensively this is still one of the better offensive teams. And I can't wait to see what Eddie Lacy does. You know, he lost weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, slimmed down.
Let's see if he becomes more of a fantasy impact this year than he was last.
As far as the defense, Casey Hayward's gone, so I guess Sam Shields, would be their, guy there as far as the cornerbacks go. Ha-ha Clinton Dix still on this team. Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, turning 36, I believe in January or February is when he turns 36. So we'll see if Peppers declines any there this year. you know, we were talking before the podcast, you know, where we put this defense. Last year, fifth fewest QBs. I think that could get a little bit worse for this team. And then 15th fewest for the running backs, gave up 12 rushing TDs. So basically middle of the pack there against the run. I think, you know, this is not the most potent defense in the NFC North.
Yeah, what they need is this offense to be on the elite level as it was 2 years prior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is when this team can really be good. They had some good bright spots last year when you're looking statistically. When you're looking statistically at them, they were seventh in sacks, ninth in interceptions. That, I think, I don't know how much more they're going to improve on that. I do think that this is the worst defense of this division. I'm not drafting them. I think they're someone that you can watch, and maybe they're more of a plug and play.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching. They did draft Kenny Clark, because the B.J. Raji's gone now from the team. So I think you know, they are expecting big things from him. As far as scheduling, at Jags, at Vikings, get the season going. Then a home game with the Lions before they hit their bye. So they're one of the early bye teams this year with that. Up next, Lions, last year winners of 7 games. That means they lost 9 games. And if we look at the Lions here, of course, I guess the addition of Anquan Boldin to the wide receiver core, the loss of Calvin Johnson, added Marvin Jones to go along with Golden Tate. Of course, Matthew Stafford there, the QB there that I guess makes all the big decisions. You know, looking at the offensive line, the new guy there on the offensive line, Ohio State's Taylor Decker. But, you know, it's funny when you start looking at this offensive line, Larry Warford and Travis Swanson, and there's guys that you don't really, you know, make you jump out of your seat. But in a way, Stafford's really used to not really having that dominant offensive line.
Yeah, I think he's used to it by now. And he throws the ball. He'll throw it in traffic. It doesn't matter to him.
Yeah.
He's one of the few quarterbacks that could throw an interception and it doesn't bother him. He's going to come back out and keep slinging it. I like the addition of Anquan Boldin there as a veteran presence go along with Marvin Jones, who's the potential up-and-comer, and then Golden Tate, who is a guy that can show that he can make plays there on the wide receiver core. Amir Abdullah, I think he can improve. There was some they really didn't know how to use him to begin with. We saw a lot of Theo Riddick in there.
Yeah, still have Theo Riddick there, yeah.
But I do like Amir Abdullah to take a step forward this season.
Yeah, looking at the defense, Jason Jones is gone. I think that's going to allow Devin Taylor, and a lot of Gamecock fans like to hear that, should allow Devin Taylor to be able to get in there and play more. Glover Quinn is still on this defense. Tavon Wilson, you know, Darius Slay, definitely one of the a good cornerback there for the Lions. Quandre Diggs as well. They drafted Ashawn Robinson from Alabama, and hopefully they get something from him as well. Dondre Levy, hopefully, I think he had a hip injury last year too, so they definitely need to get Levy back and involved in this defense too. But when I look at this defense, I think you look at the numbers from last year, 13th most running backs, gave up 15 TDs, 12th most QBs, 27th passing TDs. I don't know that those numbers drastically go one way or the other for this defense. I think it's possibly going to still hover right around what they did last year.
Agreed. And there are some great defensive players here, but collectively as a whole, this is an undrafted defense.
Yeah, I think Darius Slay, the good player, great player he is, definitely could, you know, shut down some receivers as well. But I just feel like could still hover around basically what this defense did last year. As far as the scheduling, at Colts is where they open up. Home game with the Titans, at Packers, at Bears, before they come home and play the Eagles and Rams. Not a daunting schedule. They have some lighter spots in the schedule as well. But, of course, at Packers, at Bears, that'd be week 3 and 4. Definitely finding out who is better there in the NFC North. Vikings, 11-5 last year. You know, I look at this offense, love the offensive line for this team. It's definitely going to open up the running lanes and also give Teddy Bridgewater some time.
Yeah, love the offensive line. I think it's one of the best to run behind. If you look at this group and look at their size and their skill, I think Adrian Peterson's going to be in for another good season here. I'm not worried about his age. I think he'll hold up and he'll be an asset to any fantasy team. My concern is Teddy Bridgewater. This is typical with a Minnesota team, is the quarterbacks don't scare anybody. They're going to pack eight men in the box, so to speak. Teddy Bridgewater has to beat some of that to begin with. and that could open up a lot on the, for this offense, not only for Adrian Peterson, but for their wide receivers as well. He's got to be able to make things happen in not only just the short spaces that he's been known to be good at, doing these middle to intermediate passes, but he's got to have to hit some guys deep, maybe a Laquon Treadwell, Cordell Patterson's having a good spring, Stephon Diggs, these guys that can run deep routes.
Treadwell, don't forget about Treadwell, too. See how he works himself in to this offense, too. Now, as far as defense, you still got secondary Xavier Rhodes, Terrence Newman, Captain Munnerlyn as well on this team. You look at other places on this defense. You have the pass rush is there as well. Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Sharif Floyd, Anthony Barr, ninth fewest running backs last year, only 5 TDs. Given up by this defense, rushing that is, 14th fewest against QBs, 24 TDs given up there. I like this defense, man. I think it's really the best defense in NFC North.
I agree, and I think that this is probably, in my opinion, maybe top 5 or could be in top 5.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, this team is starting or opening in their new park this year. So I think there's going to be a lot of excitement early on in this season.
Yeah, at Titans for week 1. Week 2, the home game against the Packers. Back out on the road against the Panthers. Giants and Texans are home games before they hit their bye. That's how the Vikings start things off. It's Fantasy 120 on 107.5 The Game. Of course, each NFL Sunday morning, 10 a.m. until noon here on 107.5 The Game. That wraps up the NFC North.